Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This channel, Trauma and Social Change, it's absolutely the moment for that, isn't it? I'm Steve Hoskinson. I'm the founder of Organic Intelligence. I've been teaching in this area of trauma, embodiment, and social change for about 25 years. It's an honor, really, for us to be sponsoring this channel where we're going to hear a multiplicity of voice, all unique contributors to our collective understanding of how to move from trauma and support then social change. Our unique voice in organic intelligence has something to do with a koan that I'd like to present to you, which is trauma means unintegrated resource. And that's a koan, and if you'd like and are feeling intrigued about that riddle, then tune in to the post-trauma system development course that we are offering here. The coupon code that'll get you half off on that is ENJOY. Now, enjoy this next presentation, and we'll look forward to another meaningful time as we explore these topics, trauma and social change. Enjoy.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me again. And I'm just so excited to have this presentation on the last day because that meant I had all the time to sit and watch all the other sessions, which I've been loving. I've been binging, even though I'm going to still get my chance to watch each of them. And I suggest that everybody buys the package so that they can have access. But it was just wonderful to be there on the lives and listen to everyone. So Satnam, nice to be here. My name is Ashira Premrachana. Premrachana is my sannyasin name, and Ashira is my birth name. As they said, I'm from Palestine, so I work a lot with trauma. I want to take you first on how I used embodiment in healing. And for me, it started on a personal journey. By previous lifetime, a journalist and a human rights activist and a researcher. I worked with Amnesty and Human Rights Watch, and I was also active on the ground. My experience pre-embodiment, pre-yoga meditation was very pessimistic. That's very, connected to being a journalist and very cynical. Until I got a blow and I was injured in 2012. I was beaten up by Israeli soldiers. My neck was broken in two different places and I was paralyzed. That was the first wake-up call. Some people call it a tragedy, but for me it was one of the most amazing things that happened because it was a wake-up call for me to get back into my body and realize how important it is to have this mind-body-soul connection, and it actually took me there. Most of the doctors said the normal stuff, which is the spinal injuries cannot heal. Spinal fluid specifically, once the spine is disconnected, there's nothing it can do to be reconnected. So I found myself faced with doctors who are telling you there's nothing that you can do for your healing and that you just have to accept it began with like a left side paralysis and then it was taking over my entire body until I was fully paralyzed. And they were like, you just have to accept it. And I'm a very stubborn person. So I didn't accept that, thank God. And I started searching for my own way. And I found that the only way, if modern day medicine can't help, then something else has to help. There has to be something in there that can help. And I turned into searching into meditation, searching into different things. I was lucky enough and blessed to find Louise Hay, God rest her soul, on YouTube, because YouTube was my best friend actually for finding anything, because in Palestine, we don't have that much access to holistic healing. And my journey began there with just discovering the connection between the mind, the emotions, and our words. And it was a process of finding out how do you heal and realizing that it wasn't my body that was the problem. It wasn't actually that the neck was physically broken that was the problem. It was the emotions that caused me to get to the point of paralysis. There was also a lot of anger. There was a lot of resentment. There was a lot of sadness. And I had to, go through each and every different stage. And it was either this way or nothing. So I took it the full way. And that was basically changing the way that I eat, changing the way that I speak was one of the most important things, my words, because my words are vibration, and I learned that. And it was a process of discovering emotions and also energy, opening of the pineal gland, discovering what that means, the power that I have within. And a lot of the breakthroughs came through integrating three parts, which is using my visualization, because my body at that point was in paralysis. So I couldn't really do much yoga or anything to get it back into movement, but I could visualize and I could imagine and I could put energy into my body. And that was my key. It was visualizing the whole time that everything can move, using visualizations, using colors, using mantras, using isotones, using all my senses that were available to me in order to be able to get myself into that place. And of course, I would do these things and then emotions would come back and the paralysis would get even stronger. And I realized, I listened to one talk which said, by Louise Hay, which is like, you have to forgive. And the key. And I was like, okay, so who do I forgive? Like, what does this mean? How many people do I have to forgive? I live in a place of conflict, you know? And the first stage of it, like the paralysis, it was like blaming the universe and blaming everything in the world for the stage that I was in. And it was until that moment where I was like, okay, if I let go of maybe this anger, this resentment, this rage for what the world has brought to me, maybe I can start a new relationship with the world and stop the blaming. And slowly by slowly, layer by layer, unraveling each and every single layer of myself is what it took for me to get better. And the breakthrough for me was also forgiving the actual soldier who broke my neck, because I knew who he was. We go to the, you know, I was in a very face-to-face confrontation with this commander. I go to these protests where we chant peacefully, and that's where my neck was broken. And it was a lot about to do because I'm very vocal. And I was either singing, chanting most of the time. And it was in that point where I was like, you know what? It's not him. It's the soldier is not going to be the one that heals me. And he has no control over me. The more anger and resentment I have, the more my body physically cannot let go. So I had to do lots of visualization and forgiveness practices. It was painful, but eventually it worked. And a lot of it was also using the law of attraction. So meditations about how I will heal, the way I will heal. And it was, as I said, it was just the beginning. That was just the surface of trying to solve the problem. And after I did a surgery to reconstruct the bones, the doctor still said that there's a percentage that most probably you won't be able to ever walk. And I was like, okay, we'll have, you know, I found a beautiful doctor named Barzilai. And he was like, if you believe in it, let's do it. And I was like, okay, but you'll do the surgery thinking that it's just constructing so that my neck won't collapse. And I will walk after 3 days. I will get out of that hospital on my feet and there's nothing that's going to stop me. And 3 days in hospital, took a lot of preparation pre-hospital and meditation and visualization. I had a perfect plan of like how I'm going to open my eyes after the surgery, what words I'm going to say after, what I'm going to eat after. And I just kept visualizing it in very intensely before every second of the post after the surgery. And it was exactly as I visualized it. In 3 days, I was up and I managed to walk in the beginning with a walker. And then I managed to get out. And that was the deal, that if you can walk between the two corridors, we'll let you out and you can sort out the rest of your rehabilitation without medication, because I also didn't want to be medicated all the time, because I wanted I wanted all my energy back. And after that, there was lots of other incidents that kept happening. And it felt like even though I did that stage and I crossed that, you know, the physical barrier of getting back my body, there was still so much emotions. There was still a lot of things bent in the chest area. And the journey for me was just so wonderful and beautiful in finding out what power my mind has over my body and how energy interacts with the body, that I wanted to dig deeper and deeper. And the deeper I dug, the more beautiful the journey became, the more layers I had to peel. I had asthma, and I didn't, you know, very strong asthma attacks. And I always thought it was just, you know, the tear gas because I smelled a lot of tear gas. But then I found a beautiful teacher who was also telling me about how, his name is Kiratana Khalsa, how the body actually stores the trauma. And that's when I started working with each and every different body part and transmuting that energy there. And when with my work now with other people who have been passing through trauma, I see it a lot. The chest, the breast area for us is where we store the sadness. And so a lot of people who are grieving, immediately the feeling is like there's less oxygen. There's this immediate closing of the chest that happens. And it was through going through these phases and realizing that each organ is actually involved in my process. Each organ has a role, and each organ is connected energetically to the body. Of course, each organ is energetically accumulates feelings and emotions. And going through the process of finding and identifying where these problems are. The problem with Western medicine is it looks at you as a body. It looks just at the organs. This is not functioning well. You know, you've got some asthma. Let's get you some inhalers and it'll connect. They never ask you, how are you feeling? Where did these emotions come from? When did this start? Did it start when something happened in your life? And a lot of the women I dealt with, especially bereaved women who've lost their children or women that have had their children imprisoned, it's a lot of chest area sadness and asthma, breast cancer, different breathing problems. And it starts, and you ask them, and it starts right after in the 3 days of grieving, and it continues because they shut it down. A lot of people have problems in the liver. The liver is connected to anger. And in Kundalini, we basically look at each organ and where the energy, what energy it takes and what energy and where the body stores all these emotions that are coming from outside. So the liver is connected to anger, bent up anger that we can't release, kidneys and the adrenal gland. A lot of fear gets stored in there. So you can imagine it doesn't have to, like in places where I'm working, it's fear of death, fear of, you know, fear of constant state of war. So a lot of people have kidney stones, these kinds of issues. And of course, stomach is anxiety. At least the stomach is dealt with, that people think that, yes, you know, when you have a problem in the stomach, it might be anxiety. But they don't look at other areas. The heart has to do with truth to oneself. Being honest to your true being, and it's not like truth of speaking the truth, which is more in the area of the throat, but it's truth of who you are, your higher self, and your connection to your higher self. What other organs? Yeah, so these are the main ones, the lungs, as I said, sadness. And what we do in these practices after learning, so I went a lot and I did active meditation because I'm a very hyper person. And I wanted to keep moving. So I worked with a combination of Kundalini Tantra and active meditations by Osho because I want to work with kids. And I was detained the first time in my life when I was 16. And now I work with girls who have been arrested between the age of 14 to 18. Some are detained as early as 9 years old here. But of course, the political prisoners, mainly, most like that's the category that I work with now. And so I wanted to have something because of my experience when I went to psychiatrists and psychologists, speaking did not do it. I felt like mentally I was aware of what's going on, but it never went into my physicality. It never turned into something physical that would remove the anxiety or the shaking sometimes that I would get, or the nightmares. It was just dealing with a kind of a different level for me. It wasn't going inside and taking out the mess. So with the active meditation, And Kundalini, I found that there's like this amazing, immense power that's like stored right here inside the body, that all I need to do is just tap into me. And it's me doing it. And there's this amazing empowerment that each of us can do it. It's not something that you need some guidance and support, but it's you, and it's instored in you. And each and every single human being that walks the earth, an animal, has this power. And it's the power to heal ourselves and heal our own body. So I wanted to be able to share that. So not to talk too much, we can have questions maybe in the end, or if we can do a segment of questions and then get to action. What do you think, ladies?
Well, there was a question about like you were counting different organs, and there was a question, what about face and skin? Can you address this?
The skin and the blood, a lot of it has to do also with water. So with emotions, bent up emotions that we do not express, comes out, comes out of the pores. It also has to do with our glands, anything that has to do with glands, with water. It's about expression and release. That's why we sweat a lot when like we do these movements, because your body wants to get rid of things. Your body wants to detoxify. It wants to get rid of. So sometimes acne and these problems with the skin, eczema has to do a lot also with lack of self-expression. Your inability to express yourself and hiding yourself to a certain degree, with like hiding yourself because of other, like let's say you have fears or different problems and you're not able to express it, shyness of being able to speak your truth. It has to do with layers of your skin. Anything else?
Well, there are a lot of others. Maybe you can recommend some sources where people can check this, or if you want to take more time for this.
Oh, the womb. Okay, the womb. Gallbladder is the kidney. So what we'll do today is we'll work on five. We're going to work on the heart, the lung, the stomach, kidneys, and the gallbladder, actually, and the adrenals. And we'll also work on the sexual organs. The womb, I think the best... because I just saw that the womb is still in the area of the stomach, but the womb is a holder of the mother of the earth, of the mother of all creation. So problems with the womb, I would suggest that you look into the breath. There's different types of breathings. If you look into Kundalini, you can search. The problem is there's an issue now with searching about Kundalini because there's two different types. But maybe I'll put the resources at the end and we can work on these quickly. And I can share with you some links at the end, or maybe we can go to the coffee room and I can share more there. But for now, let's work on these five organs. And just to explain, so what we'll do is we're going to be doing different types of breathing. After that, we'll do some active meditation to release. And the... with Kundalini, as I said, there's a lot of visualization. There's a lot of visualization where you take, where you basically, when we're talking about each organ, I want you to visualize that you're taking that. Let's start with the liver. You have to move your energy to the liver. And whenever you breathe out, you visualize that you're crushing. You're like squeezing your liver. And we're basically getting rid of whatever negative energy is in there. And what we're doing is we're moving that negative energy. We're going to take it down to the sexual organs, down to the stomach for metabolism, so that we can use it for metabolism, burn it up. And we'll shake it a bit with the active meditation so that we can spread the energy. We're not getting rid of it. It's there. We're getting rid of we're just transferring the energy from something negative to something beautiful. So whenever I talk about an organ, just visualize as if you're pushing it, squeezing it as tightly as you can, and releasing whatever is in there. So let's start with the liver. For those of you who can close your eyes.
Yeah, a little question, because I expect that maybe there are people like me who don't know where liver is, or, you know, I don't imagine it. So some specifications on that.
I'll take you in the in the directions. I'm pretty pregnant, lovelies. So my breath is also a bit shorter than yours. And I'll try to point at the organs, but my organs currently are a big ball. So, yeah. Also, please breathe deeper than I am, because my baby girl's feet are currently like sitting somewhere up in my lungs. So let's start with the liver. Take yourself down. The liver is basically on your right side, under your belly. Can you see? All right, we're going here. It still looks like my belly. Okay. So, for those of you who can close your eyes, do feel free to close your eyes. If it's difficult, if it takes you somewhere you don't want to go, keep your eyes open. Just keep your eyes focused in one, lower your gaze, I would say. Try to look at your nose and just keep your focus there. And let's take a few deep breaths just to settle in. Just to keep you protected, let's visualize that we're all sitting in beautiful giant bubbles, a beautiful round protective aura protects each and one of us doing this meditation, protecting us from the outside and protecting us from the inside and allowing our energy to stay focused and protected. We're going to start with working on our liver, as I said. And you don't have to touch the actual organ with your hands. Have your hands resting. And we're going to take a very deep breath. When we're taking a breath, we're visualizing that we're taking a breath from up. And we're going to take it down into the organ. And we're squeezing our liver. And the voice we're using when we're releasing breath is shh. You know, when a baby's a little bit tired and you want to like just quiet them down, but not scare them with a shh. So it's a very gentle shh. And we're going to see a beautiful green light when we're taking the breath in. Green goes all the way down to the liver. And let's start. Breathing all the way down to the liver, covering it with a green, beautiful light, new energy coming in, and we squeeze with a shh. Taking another deep breath in, filling our liver. Beautiful green light. We see it. And now we squeeze. We release all the breath and take another breath in. New green prana. Deep breath in. We take a breath in and we shower our liver with love. We take a minute. Visualize as if you have magical honey. Put a smile on your face and take that smile all the way down to the liver. Bring a smile to the liver. Here you can do gratitude. You can thank your liver for being the manager of the body, for the illumination, for the cleansing, the purification. You can also ask the liver if there's anything you can do to help your liver. If emotions arise, it's okay. If a bit of discomfort arises, it's okay. Allow the liver to connect. If she has something to tell you, just listen. And give her a smile. Let's move to our heart. And our heart is a beautiful red color. We're going to evoke the color red. And we're also going to squeeze out whatever is in the heart, whatever we've been holding. It's not good. We're just going to release it out of the heart. And we release with the sound, ah. Ah, we start, we take a breath in, also from the crown, and we take in the color red, and we fill the heart, and we release with, It's okay if emotions come. Let it be. Take beautiful, fresh, red energy from the universe and take it to your heart. Deep breath in. Once more, bringing beautiful energy and releasing all we need to let go from the heart. We take a deep breath in, we feel our heart, we listen to our heartbeat, allow whatever emotions arise to arise, witness them, be loving to your gentle heart. You can thank your heart for all the beautiful work that it does. Pumping blood, beautiful pulse. Just give your heart some love. And thank her. If emotions arise, if water comes out, just be there. Smile for your heart. If you do this long enough, you'll feel how the smile moves your heart a little. Now we're going to move to the lungs. The lungs are a beautiful white color. If you think about the Sufi heart with the feathers are the lungs. The sound we release is so we take a deep breath, we allow the color white to enter to the lungs. And we release. So we let our shoulders drop. We take a deep breath in, life force energy, white, pure, into the lungs, and we release. Another deep breath in, into your lungs, and squeeze whatever needs to go out. Take a breath in, listen to your lungs. If there's emotions coming out, it's okay. We're letting it all go. Releasing whatever emotions are in the lungs. And let's listen to our lungs. If there's something we haven't been seeing, there's something that's making us sad, things we need to let go of. If there's some habits she wants more, she can also tell you. Thank your lungs for every breath of air that goes in, for all the hard work your lungs do. Smile to your lungs and give them some love. They ask you for something. For a habit to be changed. And smile to your lungs. Now, we're going to move to the stomach. Solar plexus. We're going to envisage the beautiful sunlight yellow. We're going to take it. And when we bring it to the stomach, we're going to have a deep voice when we release and squeeze. It's W-H-O. And you will feel that your stomach when we do it. And we take a deep breath in, sunlight all the way to the stomach, breathing very deep, and we release. Taking in a breath, fresh, yellow, new sunlight, and we squeeze out all that needs to be let go of. Ooh. Another deep breath in, and we release the anxiety. One more time, very deep breaths into the belly. Fill it with yellow and squeeze out. One more time, very deep, bringing in new light. Take a deep breath in. Bring a smile down all the way to your intestines, to your stomach, your pancreas area. Let it shine with yellow light. Feel as if the sun is lighting inside. And listen to your stomach. Is there tension that she wants to release? Anxiety, discomfort, allow her to release, allow the emotions to come out. Listen, every organ has something to say. If we listen deep enough, is there something you can ask her that you're eating that's discomforting for her? Any habits? Any actions that need to be changed? Listen to the stomach. See her glowing in a beautiful yellow and smile. Thank her for all the beautiful things that she does, for the fire in the belly, for the creativity, for the power, for the intuition. And release. Now we're going to go to the kidneys, and that's two rib bones after your lower rib bones in the back. And that's where your kidneys sit, and they're connected to your adrenal glands. And the color is blue for the water, because that's the organ that's purifying. And for the kidneys, we're gonna take a deep breath in. And the voice we use to release is H-O-O. But this one, we have an actual movement. So I want you to feel like you're pulling your stomach in when we release the breath. And we're squeezing our kidneys. So we pull the stomach in and we squeeze. We take a deep breath in and we visualize the color blue, the water, going all the way to the kidneys, and we squeeze out all that needs to go, let go of. We just squeeze out all that fear that's stuck there. Another breath, blue, fresh energy, and we're squeezing out. Take a deep breath in. See your kidneys, your adrenals filled with blue, beautiful, fresh water. Listen to your kidneys. If emotions arise, it's okay. We're just letting them go. Whatever comes up, we're just releasing. Visualize beautiful blue color surrounding the kidneys. You can ask your kidneys what they need from you, what is paining them, what is hurting them. And you can thank them for all the beautiful work they do. Thank them and give them a smile. Smile for your kidneys, for your adrenal glands. Now, we're going to take whatever energy we accumulated, we got rid of in the body, and we're going to push it all the way down to our groin, to the lower belly, and we're going to transform that energy into sexual energy and into metabolism. So we're just going to visualize that we're a bottle of water and there's a hole in the bottom, and we're going to squish as we breathe out. And the sound that we're going to make is like E and K. Taking white light. Another deep breath in. Take a deep breath in. Relax the body. We've moved all this energy in each and every organ. Listen to the body if it wants to tell you anything. Now, with all of this energy, we've moved it down to our groin. Now we're going to push it all the way down to our feet. And we're going to move the energy around. I'm going to change the position. If you can just get up with me. If you feel like still sitting down, that there was a lot of emotions moving around, things came up, feel free to stay seated, and you can make the movements as you're seated. What we're basically doing is we're going to ground all that energy because we took a lot from top and we moved it. Now it's sitting here. We're going to take it all the way down to the feet. And then we're going to push it around the entire body so that we can use this energy. We've got a lot of energy that has been stored. And now we can shake it around. And we're actually just going to shake it around. So we're going to shake. We start, it's as if your body's a wave and it starts with your feet and you're moving the energy up and letting go.
from the feet up. And you can shake whichever way you find comfortable. You can hear the music. You can just move your body. Remember, a bit big, but you can shake a bit more. Allow your body to move the way it wants. There's some areas that now need movement more than others. You might have released more in the chest area, more in the belly. Just let it all out. Keep shaking. We're just releasing everything that's also stuck in the cellular level, allowing ourselves to move, release, let go of everything that's stuck still in the body that needed a little bit more shaking. And now you can just move a little bit smoother. Just move whichever way your body needs to move. Body might still want to shake, it's okay. Just listen to the body and what it needs. You just need to be sitting down and moving slowly, okay. And now take a very deep breath in and freeze completely. No movement.
The only thing that's moving is your breath. In. Stay still. Feel the different energy that's flowing in your body right now. Observe the stillness. Anything has changed. Just be still. Also sit down if your body's asking for it. You can lie down. Just enjoy the stillness. Take a deep breath in. Rub your hands together to get that warmth and cover your eyes. Allow your body to settle. Getting ready to go back. Gently blinking your eyes inside your warm hands. And come back.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ashura, for this. This is it. This is almost the end of our session. Unfortunately, we don't have time for questions, but I heard Ashura invited everybody to join her in the coffee break room. So the link will be very soon in the chat. Thank you, Marina. If you enjoyed this, you can rewatch, share this with friends, spread the knowledge and love for 48 hours for free. And after that, you are welcome to upgrade your profile and own it forever and ever. And not only this, but all thousands and actually more sessions that we have at this conference. And till the end of the conference, it is 50% off. So don't miss it. Also, please stay connected. We have our Facebook group. It is also in the chat. right now. And what else? I'm so kind of relaxed and dizzling right now. So I kind of forgetting what else I need to say. Oh yeah, of course, there is also a way to support us through the donation page. The link will be also in the chat soon. And we are back to Ashira for her. Yeah, of course, Ashira's website and other links will be in the chat. Ashira, your top tip how to be more embodied or stay as embodied as you are after such practices?
I would say just your body is the greatest gift and it has the highest intelligence. Just listen to your body, love it, care for it, and it will heal you. It carries within it the power to heal you and the power to give you everything that you need. It's all inside. And just want to say, please drink lots of water if you did the exercise.
Okay. Yeah. So not only imagining water, but also drinking
a lot of it. Yes.
Thank you so much. This was really powerful and rich. And the story you told us also so moving and so inspiring for my own, some illness. So, dear friends, this is it for this session. And the next session on this channel is from Ayelet Natan and Moran Bodner, who will be presenting the session about queer embodiment, embodying the LGBTQ experience. So thank you very much and see you around.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ashira.
How do I go to the coffee break?
Oh, please check the link. It's in the chat a little bit of their portal. Yeah. Or you can go from the portal. There is on the right side, there are three dots on the top of the screen. So you click there and there's coffee break room immediately.
Perfect. Thank
just
you.
Just posted the link again if you want.
Thank you, love.
Bye-bye.